Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Estrada. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Chuck Estrada. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Estrada fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Estrada covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. Estrada takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey strikes out. 1 out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornberry strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. 2 outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breeding bunts towards the mound. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Triandos moves to second. Chuck Estrada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estrada is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Estrada hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Triandos scores. Breeding moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breeding scores. Estrada moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Orioles. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Seaborn moves to second. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Orioles 3, Athletics, 3. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamlin bunts towards the mound. Estrada fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Triandos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Breeding takes first base on ball four. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Daly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Busby takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Busby moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 4 in the game. Dropo is hit by the pitch. Busby moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Busby scores. Robinson moves to third. Pilarczyk moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. Bob Trowbridge now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Triandos is walked intentionally. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Ron Hansen. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Pilarczyk scores. Stevens moves to third. It's 6-3, Orioles. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Dave Nicholson. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Stevens scores. Woodling moves to third. It's 7-3, Orioles. Ken Johnson now pitching. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Woodling scores. Gentile scores. It's 9-3, Orioles. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilhelm bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile now playing first base. Billy Klaus now playing shortstop. Clint Courtney now catching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-4 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.